Hey, Sarah.
Oh, hey, Vicky.
Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Vicky B, and we got Sarah joining us.
Oh, hey.
No Sayla Sage. She's working from home today.
Tisk, tisk on her.
Right. But before we get into today's shenanigans, Sarah, is there ways people can contact us?
There is indeed. We have a Facebook, The Broad-Cast. Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we actually did get a text message.
Ooh.
All right. It says, "Hi, ladies. Just to chime in, my wife, when we first met, wasn't very talkative. On the phone, but our first face-to-face, she wouldn't talk." Oh, she was very talkative on the phone. My bad. Excuse me. Take two. "My wife, when we first met, was very talkative on the phone, but her first face-to-face, she wouldn't talk at all. Her friend talked a lot, but I wasn't interested in her. When Quiet Girl walked me out to the car, she attacked me and proved that it was just her being shy." I'm guessing she attacked you with the kisses and not with, like,
a bully stick. A bat or something.
"Great kiss, and we've been married for many years now. Our daughter is 8 months old. Digging the show. Great for dad training."
Oh,
that's awesome. Yeah, if you guys have any questions on what it's like to raise teenage daughters, Sarah and I were both
a bitch.
I was gonna say difficult teenagers.
Oh, I was indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations on your baby girl. But yeah, any questions, feel free. Text us, like Sarah gave out the numbers, or Facebook us, any of that, and we'll get back to you.
Your wife is obviously better at using her mouth with making out than talking, I guess.
Okay, I was like, where are you going with this?
Well, wow.
Well, since we are going somewhere, and by we, I mean you, this weekend, you're going to California and you're not bringing me. It's BS.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to San Francisco. And then...
What's in San Francisco?
My boyfriend has family and friends there. Yeah.
Meeting the family and friends.
I know, right? We're just going to stay there for a night. And then my friend is picking us up and taking us back to her place in San Jose.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm super excited to see her. And I'm hoping one of my other friends meets up with us.
Are we totally going to Silicon Valley Comic Con? Is that why you're in San Jose?
Yeah. How'd you know? What should I dress up as?
Your Black Canary costume, by the way, that one Halloween. So, legit.
So good. That's true. I could wear that. Yeah, but I'm excited, even though, like, the weather completely sucks. And
what's the weather supposed
exactly
to be like?
Exactly, like, here, gray, rainy. Yeah, so I won't be, like, at the beach, really. But I do really want to go to the Golden Gate Bridge, even though I've been a million times, and I'm only in San Francisco for a night, but I still really, like, want to go. I don't know, like, if people do that. Like, they visit a tourist place over and over again.
I mean, why not? I always forget what it's called. It's, like, the Zigzaggy Road that's really famous. Because I went a couple years ago with Kiana. And actually got the little notification. It's like, hey, you know, your memory, like, this happened 3 years ago. Anyways, but we went and saw the Zigzaggy Road, and then we went down to the wharf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Fisherman's Wharf. God, yeah. I should do that, too.
And we went around Easter, and they had the cutest little Easter bunny bread.
Oh, feelings. Yeah. Yeah, dude, I know exactly what you're talking about. They have bread, whatever bakeries along that, that's, like, different animals shaped as and
it's
stuff.
It's so cute. And they have, like, really the cool Ghirardelli chocolate, and just the food there is so good. It's
and
comparable.
The cable cars.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun. We sat right in the front.
Yeah. Yeah, I love all that stuff.
So please take a lot of pictures for me. Make me jealous.
Yes, I will, either with my fake phone or my boyfriend's phone or something.
Right, and just send them to me later.
Yeah, I'm super, super stoked.
But what so are those all, like, in San Jose? Are you going to go back to San Francisco and do stuff? Or are you just going to stick in San Jose? Or what are your plans?
Honestly, I think we're sticking in San Jose, but then I really don't know where our flight out is. Because we're flying into San Francisco, so I don't remember if we're flying out of San Francisco or San Jose.
Did you buy the tickets or did George?
He did.
Okay.
I don't do any of that online stuff. I just am like, oh,
fair enough.
It. Yeah, yeah. No, we have a B&B in San Francisco. I don't do any of that. But so I don't know if we have to travel back somehow. Mm-hmm. Thank God there's, like, the BART and all that. But
right.
Because I feel bad for my friend because it's, like, a good 2 hours away.
Really?
Yeah. California's huge.
I know. I just didn't know where San Jose actually was.
I know. I was telling my friends in LA, like, let's all meet up, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, 5 hours away from them. And I was like, Jesus. Just kidding. Not meeting up.
My brother just drove from Bellingham to San Francisco.
Oh, that probably took forever.
And he was the driver. Yeah, he came home, and I was like, "Hey, you almost home?" Because he borrowed my dad's car, and they had a switch.
Yeah.
I think Sunday night on Easter, and he was so grumpy. It's like, okay, I'm not talking to you until you chill out. And I think he said he had to drop friends off in Linwood, and so I think when he got home, his crankiness went down because I think his friends heard him being an a-hole.
Oh yeah.
And so he's like, oh, maybe I should chill.
No, I can't do that.
But I don't blame him though. That is a rough ride, especially if you're kind of in a timeline hurry.
Yeah, I mean, we thought about driving because I really, really like road trips. And how fun would that be? You know, but it
you
adds,
need
like,
a week.
Oh, at least, yeah, because it's at least. I mean, you could do it in one, but it's more likely two each way, right. 2 days, and that's 4 days more to your trip,
yeah.
Where you can take a 2-hour plane ride.
Exactly. Like when Kiana and I, what we did is that I met her in LA.
She flew down to LA.
Yeah, she had extra miles and she was super awesome and got me a plane ticket. She flew me to LA because we had Friday off. I took Thursday off. So I flew out Wednesday, I think, and met her in LA on a Wednesday. And then we just hung out in LA. She showed me all the cool places. Kind of, she grew up in that area, in that general area.
Yeah.
So we went to Hollywood. We didn't go out and did so. It was more driving around and looking.
Yeah.
I went and saw Kat Von D's tattoo shop.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, there it is. I wasn't looking for it, but I'm like, we need to stop. And I took a picture in front of it.
Yeah.
And just drove, around and then came back up.
Did she have her car there?
Yes.
Then?
So she had driven a couple days prior because she went to go see a show. So I just met her there and she picked me up.
Good for her driving on her own.
She loves driving on her own. And now that she's got a boyfriend, it's I think they saw that they're I forget where. I think in New York or somewhere. They're traveling. They're just so cute. Freaking her.
She has to get back on that podcast.
I know. One of these days when she's not traveling or super busy with work, but we'll have her on for sure. Then we just road trip back, went to San Francisco, stayed for a couple days, and then just drove back all in one day.
See, I love that. But I love when there's no time. You don't have to be back for something specific. Or
like if you can have an extra day to just get home and just decompress.
Yeah, we're coming back. We have Monday off, so we're coming back Sunday.
Okay,
which
I'm
actually super excited about.
And luckily there's no time difference either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a big one.
So eating and drinking on the list of things to do?
I'm pretty sure that's all that's going to happen. And then I was to my boyfriend, we need to get on the stick, for sure.
Health-wise?
Yes. Yes. strict diet or signing up for a new gym. We have to get with it at least for a month because then I'm going to New Orleans in May.
Is he coming with you?
No. So I was we have to get really strict because, New Orleans is going to be hot, too. We're wearing way less clothing. I want to feel somewhat okay. And I've been eating crap lately.
And then you were sick for a while and you couldn't work out, so you're not feeling great.
Oh, yeah, and I'm still not really even back at it, so I feel disgusting.
You're going stir crazy?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you're one of those people that needs to be doing that because that's how you release your stress.
And I need a routine.
Yeah.
You know, or my mind just, ooh! And then I was thinking about, this week we're going to get back. And we're kind of getting back into it, but I'm there's no point in the eating thing because it's going to go to complete.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
So it's enjoy this chocolate bunny leftover from Easter.
Yeah, no, actually,
I almost brought in mine.
We didn't get each other Easter things, and I was like, sorry, dude, I didn't even think about it. And he's like, it's fine, just get me a Reese's Easter. And I was like, I will, or a bunny. And I was like, I will when they go on sale. And so I got him this huge one yesterday.
Damn, how much was it, percent off?
Oh, it was 50% off, I think.
Hell yeah.
I know, that's the smartest way to go. You guys celebrate every holiday the day after.
Right.
Valentine's Day, I think there's still candy in the discounted area.
I went into a store, by the way, the other day. I think it was Hobby Lobby because I needed some stuff for some arts and crafts. And they had 4th of July stuff up.
What?
And it was March still when I went in.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I lied because it was after Easter. So it was April 2nd.
Wow.
When I went in.
Maybe people get on their crafts really early for that. Well, I guess that's the next, right? May, June. Yeah, that's the next.
Kind Mother's of Day, I guess. But
psh, who cares about that? Just kidding. All the moms out there, thank you.
You're such an a-hole.
Well, that's you don't really do. You get a flower and it's good.
You're all set.
By the way, I have never heard of Hobby Lobby until my boyfriend's mom is really into crafts and
they
gift
always
cards
have,
there and stuff.
They have the best.
Never heard of it.
They have the best deals on picture frames. There's a lot of people who don't like it because they are a very, very Christian company. And so they don't open on Sundays, kind of like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But they also, I think for a while, they were one of those companies that was either wanting to do it or trying to get it to happen where they could say whether or not that their insurance could cover people's birth control.
Oh, and they were out in public for that and then it got a big.
And people were pissed. So it's like that is not any of your business. Because sometimes the birth control is not to stop babies. It's to get my uterus to stop being a freaking idiot.
True that.
Which is honestly why I'm mostly on it. But well, I mean, aside from the babies, like, but
if there's something for Hobby Lobby that I want and I don't agree with the beliefs, I'll still go to Hobby Lobby and get that. Don't get me wrong. Like the whole Uber thing, Uber and Lyft or whatever. Uh-huh. People don't like Uber now because I have friends who stopped using it because of the owner and his beliefs or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but if I'm like trapped at a club and like Uber's cheaper than Lyft, I'm getting Uber.
Right. Well, like there's somewhere I'm like, I'll think twice. Like there's been a lot of stories about the owner of Jimmy John's. He is a massive... I don't know if I want to ruin it for you. No, worse.
See you next Tuesday.
He goes for sport. He goes and hunts elephants and these like, and like, really, why? What? I mean, I guess you can argue why people hunt like deer and stuff, but I'm like, you can use that for its meat. What are you doing with an elephant meat? Like, are you just hunting it? Like, why
are you eating elephants?
I don't know.
Probably don't, people. I'm assuming. All types of things.
I believe that there are people who will eat them, but I don't think he is that person.
Yeah. He just
does like kills lions and stuff like that. Like there's massive pictures of him with his trophies. So, yeah.
It's weird that you can get a trophy. I mean, I'm not surprised you get a trophy for anything, too, but...
You know what a trophy means, though, right? It's
no.
When they say, I got my hunting trophy, it's not an actual trophy. It's when they, like, when they cut... When they do the head, the taxidermy heads, those are... And they put them on the walls. Those are trophies.
What?
Or if it's, like, tusks, which I think is illegal because the ivory... I don't know. But when they have, like, animal parts and... Or when they kill something, this is my trophy. I killed it. That's true. So that is what the trophy means.
It's weird, though, for me because, like, that is his whole personal life.
Right.
Like, as far as his business goes, like, you bet your ass I'll still eat a Jimmy John's sandwich.
Right.
Like, but then again, like, but it's different for me if, like, the company itself had lied to me. Like, when McDonald's had that whole big thing that the fries were not in vegetable oil and they were really in beef oil years ago. I was so
See, that's not cool
off.
Because that is something you're ingesting. Like, I have friends who are legit allergic to, like, animal fats.
Yeah. Well, so, and I was a strict, hardcore vegetarian. And I've never had a fry since then. Like, that is where I'm, like, going to boycott your French fries. Don't get me wrong. I'll still get a McFlurry or something. But when it comes to the personal life, like, I mean, that's you. Like, I don't want you to judge me for what I believe and what I do in my free time, you know?
It's just one of those things, like, like, aside from business standpoint, like, I'm trying to, like, get in the mind. Why would you want to do this? You're sitting in a nice, cushy camper shooting these animals that are kind of corralled into this small space. So it's not really a hunt. You're just going out there and shooting at something just to say you could because you have all this money.
Like, I feel the exact way about deer hunting and fishing and, like, everything like that. Like, that's how – but that's how I, like, kind of grew up until where that was, like, all wrong and not okay. Right. So anyone who does that, I don't get it. But then again, that's you. Like, I'm not going to be like,
I mean, if
I hate you.
I think at least my beliefs is, like, because I have people that, like, do stuff that I don't really care for. But I'm like, okay, that's you. I'm just trying to wrap my head around, like, killing an animal that you're not going to eat or respect, if that makes sense.
I think it's like, I did this thing.
Yeah.
Like this,
I mean,
big-ass creature I took down. Wah-ha-ha.
Right. And I know a lot of people that go and, you know, do the hunting of elk and deer, and they use every single part of that animal. They'll use the hide. They'll
but
use
for
the
me,
meat.
That and, like, and I know you don't matter because it's like, you don't need to do that to survive. We're not in those day and age anymore.
It is interesting, though, because some people, I mean, granted, I think it's better now. I met a gal over the weekend who actually went hiking, of all things.
Yes!
It was actually not bad. I did hurt, my knee ended up hurting and my ankle hurt because my new shoes were blistering up my toes.
Ow.
So I was overcompensating and it messed up my bad knee. And then I slid at one point and messed up my ankle a little bit. But, like, I healed.
Overall, it was okay?
It was a lot of fun. It was really pretty. It was at the Lime Kiln Trail, which is up in Granite Falls.
Are you going to become a hiker now?
On occasion. It's not going to be like every weekend. Yeah, once a month. Be like once in a while. Like once every 2 months or 3 months.
Once
I don't
know. Anyone is like, Vicky, come on a hike with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Assuming it's a chill hike. Because some of my friends.
Was this hike chill?
Yeah. I think it's a little bit more, like, I'm worried. My mom wants to go on it. And she's my mama. And I don't know if she can do some of that trail.
Was it like uphill? Like
There's towards the beginning, because it's overall about 6+ miles go to the kiln. You can go further, but we went just to the kiln and back. There's a big portion that is uphill, and then when you come back, there's another one. But there's also somewhere it's kind of like really small edges, so you kind of have to like walk carefully and stuff like that, so I get a little worried.
How long did it take?
It took us a couple hours. I think we actually got up in there at like 8
a.m.?
8:30?
Oh, Man.
No, I think we actually started, got in there maybe anywhere between 8 and 8:30. And I think we got out of there like 10 something.
That is almost 11. Early.
Yeah, we woke up early. But it was nice because I had the rest of the day to just chill.
Yikes.
But, and it wasn't raining like we thought it, as it, like we thought it would. And it was just awesome.
I love hiking, but I really like hiking when it just kicks your ass.
Yeah, that's not like fun because, you know, I don't get to enjoy everything I'm looking at.
When I was in California, I would like go on like with my mom. I was like, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? And she's like, oh, it's going to be like high 80s. I'm like, let's go on a mother effing hike to where you're just dripping.
See, I can't just stand outside in 80 degree weather because I get sick anyway. So that would be hell for me. Like, I'd probably get sick.
You get sick?
I get sick when it gets really hot. Like, I get like headaches, like migraines. And then, like, to the point where I go outside, like, everything just hurts and I can't. Like, I have to sit in a quiet room that's dark.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just can't do heat.
Huh. Like, I should go to a doctor for that. That's weird.
Well, like, when it gets, I mean, I could sit in 80 degree weather for 10, 15 minutes. But if I'm doing stuff or walking around, it just, it keeps, like, building that headache. And then I get kind of nauseous. But it's just, like, I'm dead to the world. Like, I remember for my friend's 21st birthday, I had that. It almost, I don't know if it was heat stroke or heat sickness. But I sat there, like, I took some pictures of her birthday, and I'm like, I'm just going to sit on this couch and have my eyes closed and not talk to anybody for a while, please.
Weird. I wonder if there's, like, something you can, like, do or take to, like, not have that happen.
And, like, I know we had, like, a really hot summer a couple of years ago, so I was chugging water and Gatorade, like, trying to do both, trying to get, like, okay, electrolytes, try to, like, stay hydrated, and, like, no matter how much I chugged, like, nothing was helping, so I don't know. So I'm pretty much okay
crazy.
With... I'm crazy because I get sick.
That sucks. Yeah. Like, it's like allergic to the sunshine.
I mean, my skin's not. My skin loves it, but no.
Yeah.
My body does not. But that does not make me crazy, Sarah.
I mean, I think it's weird.
Well, yeah, the situation's crazy, but I myself am crazy for other reasons.
I would
get that
totally
right.
Gone to the doctor for that and been like, is this normal? Because it makes sense if you're like dehydrated for sure.
Right.
That sounds like you're like dehydrated.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just like when I'm chugging a ton of water for days on end, like every day I'd come home and I just have a bad headache.
Maybe you're just not absorbing it, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is why I drank the Gatorade too
absorb that too.
Science. I don't know.
Science.
If anybody has this or any kind of heat sickness, let me know. Because I know a few people that live here in the Pacific Northwest don't do well in the sun either.
Yeah. I feel like our summers are probably just going to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
Hotter and hotter.
Global warming.
it's a thing.
But one of the things I did want to talk about today, do you guys believe in, like, the universe sending you signals?
Like it's a sign?
Like it's a sign. Like, whether it's pointing you to do something, like you're like, you were sitting there debating, hey, I should do A or B, right? Mm-hmm. And you're contemplating, and then you see something, and it's like, oh my God, now my choice is clear. I need to do option B. Or if you hadn't thought about something in a long time and then all of a sudden you start seeing like images or whatever, it just kind of starts popping up in your dreams or all around you.
Yeah. Is that like a sign that you should go in that direction?
Yeah. Or you should kind of venture off and see what that is, if it is anything. Or is it just you like, okay, here's my example. You can call me crazy for this one.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, I had, you know, my first love.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I dated and then broke up, got, you know, cheated on me all in high school. Oh, so bad.
Heartbreak's heartbreak. Okay?
It was. And it was a pain in the ass. And then many years later, because we all had the same group of friends and it kind of sucked that, like, and he had moved to Spokane at that point. It sucked that, you know, our friends were kind of in the middle of it. And so we started talking. And like one day I just kind of, you know, you just feel like I'm not mad anymore. And I reached out. I'm like, look, I'm not mad anymore. I want us to be okay around our friends. I don't want to put them in the middle anymore. And he agreed. And then we all became friends again.
Mm-hmm.
We eventually moved him back here. I think I was like 21, I think, when we moved him back. And we started kind of hooking up again. Like, hey, I had just gotten out of a long-term relationship and, you know, I'm like, hey, I still care about you. Like, because him and I connect into this. I don't want to say to this day because I haven't spoken to him in years,
mm-hmm.
but we've connected really well. Like, he's bipolar and schizophrenic. And I'm one of the few people that can see past when he's just being like, when he's just BSing, when mm-hmm. he's being an a-hole.
Yeah.
And I can like sit him down and be like, hey, like knock that crap out. I'm trying not to swear right now. I'm like, knock that crap out.
Yeah.
It's like, no, like this is what's going on. It's not what you think's going on. Cause he's got these, he would think that people were out to get him or people were like talking about him
mm-hmm.
and he'd get all angry and want to start a fight. And I'm like, dude, no. He's like, well, those people are looking at me funny. I'm like, you have a red mohawk and a leather jacket, like, with spikes on it. Of course they're looking at you.
Yeah.
They're not looking at you because they're making fun of you. So I had to, like, sit there and I could reassure him. And so we've always had that bond. He, at one point, even thought, like, hey, I can picture us getting married one day, just going to the courthouse and getting married. And I had to sit there and be very stern with him and say, we're not.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Like, I like that we're doing stuff and I like that we're close and we're friends again and on occasion doing the dirty. But I want to make this clear, we're never getting back together. It's just not right.
Never, never.
Yeah.
Never.
But I was very like, dude, I need to drill this in your head. And I was very firm about it. He got all butthurt, started some drama. And when I called him out on it, he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was waiting for him to fight with me. But he immediately shut down. He's like, no, you're right. That was on me. He started dating this other girl. And the second they start dating officially and I meet her, they're like, yeah, we want to get married and we want to have kids right away. Bitch, you've been together for a month.
Some people are like that.
So within the first couple months of them dating, she gets pregnant. But she failed to mention all his illnesses that he has. So once that starts kind of coming out, they get into a lot of fights. There's a lot of issues. Long story short from there, like, because I wasn't allowed to be around because she thought I was causing problems when I was just trying to, like,
You're the ex.
I'm the ex, yes.
Have slept together recently, so.
I don't know if she knew that, though. We didn't.
Well, he should have informed her.
Like, that's another thing. I'm like, is that really something that she needs to know?
Yes.
Why?
As a girlfriend now, if my boyfriend is hanging out with his ex-girlfriend and is an ex from years ago, but then didn't inform me that they were recently hooking up before him and I got together, I would feel very betrayed that he didn't tell me that. And I'd be like, why are you keeping this as a secret?
For me, am I thinking? And like, I respect that. That's how you feel.
Oh, I like to know. But I want to know everything.
For me, I'm like, that is not my business. That's not. Before me, that doesn't matter. What matters is you and me now.
So if
when he started officially dating her, I stepped back. I stopped hanging out with him because I knew
that. And, like, talking to him and stuff?
Uh-huh. But then there were times where we were all together as a friend because we were still in the same group of friends, like that core group of friends from high school. Mm-hmm. So he wanted me to meet her so that there wouldn't. Because I think the more you're like, oh, let's avoid her, it creates this kind of stigma towards this person, like me. Like, they'd be like, oh, no, she's the ex. Like, it makes it feel like he still has feelings for me by lying or, like, or pushing me away or.
No, I get that you guys are all, like, in a group.
But him and I wouldn't hang out one-on-one or anything anymore.
Yeah, but if I was dating him and you were just the ex from, like, years ago, but you guys had really slept together, like, the few months or weeks before him and I got together, yeah, I would be like, why didn't you tell me that?
This is also the person that decides to have a baby with somebody she had just met a month prior. So,
well, yeah, but I mean, that doesn't matter though. That has nothing to do with him not telling her. Like,
I mean, there's a lot of, like, here's the thing. There's a lot of things you don't know about this person in general. So, like, and I'm not saying that is right or wrong because that's a personal belief for everybody, right? But it's like, you don't know this human being and you're going to make a child with him. Like, she didn't know he had all these mental illnesses that he deals with on a daily basis.
Yeah, he should have told her all that too.
Right. But like, I don't know everything about a person. I'm not just going to make a baby with you. Like, that didn't make sense to me. But anyways, I'm like, I respect it. That is not my life. You guys do you. I don't.
You don't really respect it, but.
I'm like, I respect it enough to not, like, meddle and be like, you shouldn't be doing this. Oh, my God. I'm just like, you know what? You're adults. Figure it out. And so at one point when the baby's born, like, he decides to join the Army so he could support his family. And so she reaches out to me. She's like, I would like to talk. Can we have coffee? And in the conversation we had,
done.
I'm sitting here like, shoot. I'm like, okay. And she sat me down. She's like, the reason I asked you to come here today is I asked him point blank, like, who is that person that's always been there for you when times are tough, who consistently has been there to help you?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if I'm honest, it's been Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want to make you feel weird or anything, but she has been a friend. Like, yes, there's
been
other stuff.
Hadn't you guys talked for?
I didn't get to meet the baby until she was already a couple months old. So I saw her once before she got pregnant. So maybe about a year at that point had passed. And maybe there were messages here and there, like, hope you're doing okay, but not much into constant communication. Because I also had a boyfriend at that time, and he'd have all these girls that had, like, admitted they, like, were in love with him, and he'd still hang out with him. And so he, because I told him that made me uncomfortable, he told me it made him uncomfortable to talk to him or his wife.
Totally makes sense.
So I'm like, all right, fine. So I wasn't talking, but the fact that she had reached out and she had something to say, I'm like, you know what? I need to listen to what she needs to say. I'm not going to just blow her off.
Well, yeah, and she is like,
it's like I'm not having sex with her.
Bystander.
Yeah, so. So that's why I wasn't also talking to him because of my boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I want you in our lives. Like, I want you to kind of be a part of this family, like, in a sense. Like, I want you to be part of our group of friends. I want you to be around because I see that you have a positive effect on him, and I want that around. So everything was good and jolly. I became really good friends with her to the point where it got kind of crazy and messy, and I hated where it was going because they were already married, but she hated that marriage. She hated being in that marriage, but she had a child with this guy, so she's like, I made my own bed. I got to lie in it. She ends up, like, she's that poster on Facebook that's like, I love my husband. He brought me flowers. And then at night, I'm like, hey, because when they moved to Germany, I would Skype with her when mm-hmm. I'd wake up for the morning show. So they'd be already having dinner, and I'd be talking to her. Hey, how was your day? She's like, oh, I almost drew up the divorce papers today. And it's just like, this hurts me because I love this guy. He's one of my closest friends at the time. Like, I want him to continue to be happy, and this isn't good. So I'd have to listen to this, and this kind of...
So are you still friends with him at
this
point?
Yes, but to make it less awkward, I would talk to her mostly.
Would you tell?
Yeah, he knew. Like, sometimes he'd be there.
Oh, okay.
It's like Skyping. So I'd be.
He knew that she was close to divorcing him and all
that. Oh,
stuff.
That part. I mean, I don't know that. I didn't ask that.
That puts you in a really not okay situation.
Yeah. So I just try to like talk her down, try to like, hey, you know what? Like, have you guys considered, you know, therapy of this and that? So one day I'm going through, I didn't find out. So one day I just stopped getting communication from either of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they both deleted me off Facebook and they're not talking to me. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know what happened. What happened? And it took like about a year for them to finally admit what happened. So I had gone onto my computer and like I found a bunch of files I didn't know I had from high school.
Yeah.
And him and I, when I had photography class, we took some like black and white, like, ooh, lovey pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of him with his guitar and he had pulled his boxer shorts up and it looked like he was naked holding his guitar. And I was dying laughing because these are so cheesy and so gross. And I sent them to her because I'm like, you're not going to believe what I just found, because I didn't want my folks finding them when I was in high school. So they were in a folder within a folder within a folder within a folder.
Yeah.
So I found them one day because I thought I lost all my stuff once. And I thought those got deleted. So I never thought about it. And I sent them to her. I'm like, you're not going to believe what I just found. These are so cheesy and so silly. Look at him. He's got the baby face. She's laughing. She thinks it's hilarious. Turns out he got real pissed off that I sent her those, because in his mind, he's like, why do you still have those? Do you look at those, blah, blah, blah. And then when he finally told them, when they both told me what had happened, they were very standoffish. He's like, well, I don't have time for this. I have two, at this point, they have two daughters. And he's like, I don't have time to talk about it.
And what would she say?
Like, she just told me, he's like, well, he's mad that you sent me those pictures. And that's all she said. I'm like, okay. I'm like, and I sat there. I'm like, I am so sorry. Looking back, I at the time, I did not find that to be inappropriate, but I can see now how that is inappropriate. And I didn't mean to cause any harm or any of that.
Uh-huh.
And I also think it's because he had seen pictures tagged of me and another friend of ours that they lost contact. Friend, you know, they had a falling out, like a really bad one.
Yeah.
Who that friend, you know, my buddy, he has since, like, I wish I can get them to talk, because even though they had that falling out and he hates the wife, he very much loves this buddy. Like, they're like, he was like, this was my best friend and I don't have him anymore. And he's mad at me and I have all this crap. Like, at the end of the day, he misses him too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I want to put all that stuff behind us. Like, yes, I said stuff. You said stuff. Like, let's just put it behind us. But he doesn't want to talk to us. So lately, and every now and then I'll think about him and I just shoot him a message like once a year. And this has been many years since I've last talked to him. And I'll say, look.
So they haven't talked to you since you sent the pictures.
Really. Well, since they told me that that's why they were mad.
Yeah.
Or he was mad. He's like, I don't have time to deal with this. I have a family. And I'm like, I'm not asking you to deal with it. I just wanted to know. But this is a person that, like, him and I have connected and bonded. Like, there's not, like, it's like, yeah, it's cute that we had our, like, first love together, but that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I care about him and his family. Like, I saw them as family. And once a year, I'll think about him and I'll send him a message like, hey, you know, I hope you and your family's fine. If you guys ever need anything, because I was there as much as I could when they were still here.
Yeah.
Helping her with anything she could.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was sick and she was trying to move and get everything packed up for the move to Germany. And I'd drive from Seattle to Smoky Point and bring her soup and just like hang out with her so she wouldn't feel depressed. And I was like, I was trying to be there for you and for like, it sucks. Like, and I want you to know that I'm still here for you guys.
Yeah.
God forbid anything happens. You can count on me. Like, I'm still here because I care. Uh-huh. There's not many people I would do that for. So I sent him a message and he usually goes, like, I could see that he reads it and never replies, which is fine. So I sent him, like, I thought about him the other day and I sent him one. But recently, out of nowhere, I have a dream about him. And it totally kind of shook me to my core. And I think it's because my friend, that one that had beef, his name is Sean. Him and I had a conversation once, a drunken conversation that, you know, we're worried that the next time we might see him one day is, you know, when he's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how long it's going to be, or God forbid something happens because he's military. You know, it's just like, it hurts us to think that way. But I had a dream that, like, I was in kind of like traveling to some kind of crap hole bar in a different state. I don't know where I was, but I was in a different bar and I was with my buddy Sean. We're talking. My buddy Adam, who's a chef, is working this bar. You know, he comes out with some food. I'm like, hey, buddy, how's it going? We're all drinking. And then all of a sudden, my buddy who's in the military comes out and he's a dishwasher. And he sees us. And my buddy Adam's like, don't talk to him. And I get up, I push past him, tell my buddy Sean to sit down because he wants to talk to him. We both just want to apologize. We want to just, oh my God, you're here. Please listen to what we have to say. I push past both of them, tell him to stay there. And I talk to him and you can just see he's broken and he's in pain. And like when we were friends, we could always tell, like, and I don't know if you believe in this kind of stuff, but having bonds with people, like you can tell when somebody's not okay, mm-hmm. even if they're not near you.
Yeah.
And like whether you believe in that kind of thing or not, like that's kind of what we always felt. Like that's why I have this connection with this human being. Mm-hmm. It's because I do understand him and vice versa. So he like in the dream, like he just breaks down and he's like, everything's gone bad. I'm like, where's your family? Like, we're here for you. We want to say we're sorry. He loves you. I love you. We would just want you to be in our family again. Like, what's wrong? What can we help you with? And so that was like when I woke up, it was so vivid. Like, I thought I was like, my heart hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that was just a dream because I probably thought about him recently, like whatever. And then another universe sign, because I consider dreams universe signs. I went and I saw somebody. I ran into somebody and I gave him a hug. Hey, how's it going? And he smelled just like the same cigarettes my buddy smoked. Like, weird. It smelled just like him. And I don't know if it was the cologne with the cigarettes or anything. And it's just like, I had to stop for a second. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm just like, is the universe telling me to reach out to him? Like, should I be reaching out? Because I already sent him my yearly message.
Yeah, you already did reach out.
Yeah.
What more do you think you would do?
I don't know. I'd be like, do I send him another message or not? And I was chatting with my friend, like, BSing, like, is the universe sending me signals? Is that just something I made up? Or because it came out of nowhere. Like I haven't really thought about this person since I sent him the message. And even before then, I only think about him sporadically when we talk about high school or whatever. But
well, maybe it was the message and then the talking to your other buddy, Sean, and like that kind of combination. And then, you know, it's been like in your mind and on your mind.
Well, because I haven't talked to Sean in a minute. Like I told him when I had the dream. Like, hey, this is the dream I just had. And he's like, holy crap, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
So, but then, like, that happened first. And then I smelt this other person's, you know, cigarette smell. I don't know. But like, it just kind of got me kind of going. And the story, like, I mean, the reason I tell this story, it's not so much to, like, get an answer, like, what I should do next. But I'm curious to see if you guys out there, or Sarah, have you guys ever had the universe speak to you? And if so, how?
That's a good, I mean, I also kind of feel like it kind of goes along with like your gut, mm-hmm. in a way, you know, like people say, do you listen to your head or do you listen to your heart? Or do you like, I have a gut feeling, like, mm-hmm. is the gut feeling true? Or like, is it just kind of in your mind? You know what I mean? Because sometimes I have a gut feeling and it's wrong, you know?
Well, what have some of your big gut feelings been that you remember recently?
Oh, big gut feelings. I'm just like, in general, I'm such a head person. I'm really? So logical. Yes. Are you kidding me? People that can just like pack up and move everywhere just because the gut says it's like the right thing to right. do. That is not me at all. Like,
do you ever wish you could be that way?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I work at a restaurant and we get a lot of people that just moved to Seattle on a whim. They woke up one morning and were like, I'm sick of like California or Texas or wherever the hell I'm from. I'm just going to move. And then they just choose a random place. A lot of them don't know anybody here. Right. And to me, that is the like most
ballsy.
Yeah. I don't have that. I don't have that at all.
That's a very restaurant thing. So you'll find that in most restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Because like, you can get a restaurant job anywhere. So it's like, right. Well, might as well do this. Why not? You know? But no, I don't have any of that. Any of that.
What is something you wish you could do, like gut-wise? Or like, I'm trying to think of like the last time I've had like a gut feeling was for this job.
Like, oh, really?
This is like 9-10 years ago. Like when I, because I don't know if you know the story, but I had an internship lined up at a news station.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to be an anchor, actually, like a news anchor. But my dad knew somebody who worked at the station. He's like, oh, do you want an internship? I got one for you. And that didn't feel right. But I listened to the
news anchor.
Yeah. At that news station. And my dad, or I would go into work or school every morning and I'd listen to this morning show. I was like, I don't radio. And I always loved video editing and all that stuff, production I did in high school. Like, well, let me send a message. And let me just see.
Yeah, why not?
Let me see, why not? And so when I got a message back, yeah, here's when you come in and like send an email to Rev. And I got my intern, like when I got my, internship interview. I was like, is one of those like, no, nah, there's no way. It's like winning the lottery. I can't win. But at the same time, like, but I think what I will. I think I will. It was like, you know, what if? Like, I don't see myself doing it. But at the same time, like, it's mine. Like, I knew it was mine.
Yeah.
And same with, like, you know, when I got on, you know, started interning. And once my internship was over, my ex, the guy I was with at the time, not the same one in the story, different guy. he wanted to move to Bellingham. And we were going to live together. And I was like, I can't. What are the chances of me getting a job on this station, on this show? Like, they're very tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
But let me try.
And it's Bellingham.
Yeah. Yikes. Well, actually, it was pretty. We went to visit Bellingham. It was so cool.
I hate Bellingham.
Really? I love it.
I visited for a night and I was like, over it. I don't know how you guys all go to school here.
Fair enough. I'm just like, I need to stay here. And a couple months later, I got offered, you know, hey, do you want to?
That's so dope.
Like, it's such a, like, and when people say, oh, you're lucky. I'm like, yeah, timing wise, I think it worked out like pretty luckily. But I'm like, I busted my ass.
To yourself, you know?
Right.
And just like, was like, here I go.
Right. And I'm like, I need to stay here. Like this, and I had that gut feeling for a long time. And then when I started working at the tattoo shop, like I actually came in a day late. They were done interviewing people. And I came in late and I'm like, no, that's my job. And I didn't say that to him, but I'm like, I'm going to go in, and I chatted with them and I got the job. Like they hired me. They loved me the most.
Damn.
But I haven't really had too many gut feelings. And I don't know if you have this right now. Like, are you at that point in your life where, what do I do next?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean.
And what options have you considered?
I mean, I'm pretty, like, I think about that, but then I think about my life and I think about, like, damn, like, I love it. Like, I really don't know what I would change about it. Like, a lot of people say, like, oh, well, what about moving out of your dad's house or, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't. No, I absolutely love where I live. And just because it's the whole like society, like I'm 26 going on 27, like I shouldn't be living at my parents' house anymore. And blah, but then I think about it and I'm like, no, but I love it. You know what I mean? Like I have friends who like, I'm like, oh, are you ever going to have kids or anything? And they're like, hell no, I hate kids. And in my mind, that's crazy. But then I'm also like, good for you.
Like if, as long as you have the strong, you know, feeling of what you want to do and you're not wishy-washy about it. Because I think if it's something like that where, like, the kids thing, it's like, I don't ever want to have kids. But then you date somebody that does. It's like, that's kind of very.
Oh, you guys. I mean, nowadays, you probably wouldn't even date.
Well, yeah, I've gone out with guys, like, on one date. They're like, yeah, I never want to have kids. I'm like, cool. It's nice talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because George really, really, really wants kids. Mm-hmm. And I say, like, what if I change my mind? Like, mm-hmm. just, you know, out of the blue, you know? He seriously was like, well, I mean, then I'm either adopting or having a kid without you, like, kind of thing. And I'm like, damn, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not fair to, like, you know, for you, like, if you decide you don't want to have kids, it's not fair to say, well, you said you wanted to have kids, blah, blah, but that's also not fair to keep holding on to somebody when they want that.
Oh, yeah, no. And honestly, that would be super, I mean, I get it happens, but, like, if I decided I didn't want to have kids after, like, a few years of being together, ooh,
right.
He has every right to be really pissed off at me. Or vice versa, you know?
That's totally fair, but I'm curious to see, like, what's, like, what?
I don't know. Maybe I thought, well, I guess my gut feeling when I was 21-ish, mm-hmm. my mom was moving down to California.
Uh-huh.
And I was living with her for a little bit. And so
it's been that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was 20, actually, and I was coming up here for my 21st birthday. And like that was my big, my mom was like, I'm moving down to California. Like, you have a room. Like, what do you want to do? So I legit had to decide between Washington and my father, pretty much, which they're both still together. They just live in separate states, everyone. But
they go visit each other often.
And my mother.
Yeah.
Like, I had a place at both. And I had to decide, like, where I actually wanted to, like, plant my seeds.
Yeah. Grow your roots.
Grow my roots. And honestly, like, it was in my gut, but I love Washington. Like, this is my place. Plus, I had friends here.
You're like, I don't want to try making new friends.
I have friends in California. But yeah, that's curious. That's a good one. It's like, you see signs in the universe, are they actually telling you something, or are you actually just crazy?
Yeah, like, are you just kind of hoping they're telling you stuff?
Well, yeah, especially because, like an ex-boyfriend I had or whatever had this certain type of car.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really noticed that car at all when I was driving around. But then every time when we broke up, I would, drive around, and I would just notice that car, like, hoping it was his. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, there's so many of these cars. Like, the world, like, you know, the world, the universe is, like, telling me something, like, I'm going to see him. But then I'm like, maybe I just didn't even notice because I didn't even care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't notice before. I don't know.
It's very interesting. So, like, I'm very curious to see what people, like, have to say, like, what they think about that kind of stuff. Like, do you believe in universal signs? And when has the universe pointed you in a certain direction? Because I do feel like the universe, like, and that was just my gut. It wasn't, like, a sign, like, a dream or anything. But I had a gut feeling, like, this is where I need to be. And I've gotten pretty far with this so far in the last almost 9 years.
And plus, I got to say, with your story, that guy's a D-bag.
Which
one?
He shouldn't
be so sensitive over the damn effing pictures. And he should have the courtesy and care about you at least a little bit to have the respect to at least message you back.
I have a theory. I have a theory on why. And thinking about it, I'm like, it makes sense. And I wouldn't be mad at it, but I think he just doesn't want to admit it to himself or me. And this is just could be me just thinking I'm bigger S than I actually am.
He's still in love with you?
I think he's worried that feelings might come back because we didn't talk for many years and then we became friends again. And then he started getting feelings again. And that's when I shut him down for the marriage thing. And I think he was worried that even though he's happily married and loves this person, like me being around might bring up some feelings.
Yeah.
That you, like for me, like I don't have those feelings anymore. Like you're not the same person and I'm not the same person. I'm not 15 anymore. You're not 16.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm not in love with this person you are. I love you as a human being, but I'm not in love with this person because honestly, too much crap, too much drama,
hot mess.
I'm not in love with this, but because you have become a close person in my life, I love you as a human being.
Yeah.
I don't think he can separate that, which is not a bad thing. You know, it's very responsible and respectful, but he doesn't want to admit to himself or he doesn't know how to handle that truth, I guess. And so it's just easier to make me the bad guy and push me away and just say, screw this.
I'm surprised his wife hasn't been like, dude, like they're just pictures. It's not something to like.
And maybe she did. And he got, I don't know, because I didn't really get too much answers out of him. And it's been so many years, but I don't know. Or am I crazy for still trying to reach out? Like every now and then I'll get like a feel, like not a feeling, but I'll remember him. And I'm like, well, I haven't, you know, let me just send him a message. Just, and it's not anything bad. It's just, I hope you and your family are doing great. If you guys ever need anything, just let me know.
I feel like every year you probably hope that he is over it and will respond, which maybe he will. I mean, I have some friends like that, but I just say like, I hope you're doing well, even though I don't even know if they can get my messages because I could be blocked from everything. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I think you're hoping eventually they're like, oh, yeah, I remember that one time that we had beef. I don't care anymore. What's up?
Right. And it just sucks because it's like also the other friend, Sean, they had big beef. And I think that's also part of it. Why? It's like because I had beef with Sean at one point. It wasn't even beef. He was dating a girl who didn't like me. She was 11 years older.
Yee!
Did not like me. And she didn't like most of his friends. So she made... He's kind of dumb when he falls in love. Like, he just does whatever the woman wants.
Aw. He's a puppy dog.
He is a very dumb puppy dog. Luckily, he has now met the woman of his dreams and my dreams for him. I love her. And, like, they have two beautiful daughters together. And she's just awesome for him. And she makes him a better man. And she's just, like...
Good.
She's the brains, basically. And I love it because she doesn't tell him not to do things, but she does keep him in check.
Yeah.
Like, she brings him back down to reality when he's off being all crazy and goober-like. But I wish that they, for them, It's like they were really close friends and they had their own beef. It's like, I forgave Sean for this, for not talking to me for 2.5 years, not even giving me a reason. Like, you know what? She feels a little threatened by my female friends. I'm going to have to put some distance here. If you would have just told me that, I wouldn't have had problems. But he was too much of a vagina to just even tell me this. He just ignored me, straight out ignored me for 2 years.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of girls wouldn't be okay with that.
I'm like, it's me.
Like, if but my fair, dude I guess. Friend said that, I'd be like, well, our friendship is not worth it then.
It's like, all right, what ifs?
Yeah, have fun dating this crazy broad and then realizing it's not worth it. And then, hey, you're going to come running back. And I'm going to be like, I told you so.
Right. So, like, my beef and his beef are, like, we're not beefing anymore. We're good friends. Like, I'll come and hang out with them and their family sometimes. And I'm Auntie Vicky and I get to play with the girls. And I spoil them with monster trucks.
She probably likes that.
Oh, the littlest girl, like, her favorite Christmas gift was the monster truck I gave her.
Dude, that's dope. I love Screw the kid. Barbie dolls.
I'm just like, she's too little for Barbies. I'm like, how's this? And it was like this, what was it, like a rhinoceros monster truck. And it, like, would open its mouth and just drive around on two wheels.
Pretty damn dope, actually.
It was so dope. And she was just excited. Because most little kids play with the toy for, like, 5 minutes and then go to the next one. She was all about it for, like, an hour.
Aw.
I was like, oh, proud auntie.
I won.
I win everything. But, like, I want, for their sake, to patch things up, too.
Oh, totally.
Like, I mean, not that I'm going to go out of my way, like, you guys need to talk to each other and forgive and be the mediator. It's like, no, but wouldn't that be nice? But I
feel like this guy is not in his life to do that.
No. I think...
And I think that he lives so damn far away. Kind of helps
now
too.
I think I heard he lives in Colorado or something.
Still damn far away.
Yeah, it is still very far away. Not quite as bad as Germany, but I don't know. So, like, that's just kind of what's been floating around in my mind lately. Just, does the universe try to send you signals? And I'm really fascinated. Please
follow
text
them.
Us.
Like, do you go with them?
Or when have you not? Or when have you have? And when do you regret it? Did you? Mm-hmm. Are you excited that you did it?
Have you gone with your gut feeling and it screwed you?
Right.
Because hey, I'm curious. Everyone says a gut feeling, and I'm like, really?
I mean, like, I got the gut feeling and I got the job at the tattoo shop and I was fun. I did that for like 6 months and it just didn't work with my schedule anymore.
This.
Yeah, because it wasn't working with my schedule. I'm like, I have to cut somewhere and this is what I had to cut. And I love those guys and I have a great time. Like, I had a great time working for them.
I just know people who it has screwed. But like, once
anything you can talk about or?
Oh, well, I just thought of one. My really, really good friend met this guy on Instagram from Australia.
Oh, damn. I know this
Talked
person.
For a few months and had him come here on a visa. And we're planning on extending that visa and blah, effing blah. And I was about to swear, but I didn't. And I was like, Sabrina.
Woo!
Her name's Sabrina.
I was going like, to say, I can bleep that out if you want.
No, it's all right. I don't care. I was like, I think this is a terrible idea that he's coming here so soon. And he's going to live here for however long a visa is, a few months, I think, and whatever. And she said... Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy, but honestly, this is what my gut's telling me to do. What do you say to that? After that, I was like, all right.
You're making your bed, honey.
Yeah, you and that's
you
got
to lie in it.
That's when I realized if anyone's disagreeing with you, you say, this is what my gut's telling me. And they can't argue with that because this is where I'm a very logical person. I'm like, you barely know this dude. He's from a different country. You're just going to have him live with you. He has no job. He has no money. What, you know?
Right.
So all of these things. And then she just said, my gut's telling me this is the right move.
What happened?
Shut down. What happened? He moved here. She was convinced they were going to get married. He overstayed his visa. She got so sick. One day it was a flip. Done with him. Kicked his ass out. Her grandmother bought him a ticket back to Australia. He's never allowed in America anymore.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you always go to Canada and just drive over.
I mean, that's a lot of work, but yeah. I was like, he screwed himself. I mean, he's an idiot too. They're both idiots. And I was like, how's that gut feeling going for you? Anyway, so yeah, scenarios like that where it's the gut feeling, so you think, and then you get screwed.
Has she done any, has she been doing pretty decent in the sense of, like, gut feelings, has she done anything crazy since, or is she more logical now?
She's, no, she's very much like, she wanted kids yesterday. She wanted to be married last year.
Right.
She's very much, like, on the path of, I need a husband, I need to have kids, I'm 26 years old, like, this needs to happen. So she found a new dude on Bumble and moved in with him within 3 months, I think, and moved down to California with him, who I'm actually visiting.
That's so funny.
And yeah, they had their little housewarming party after a few months, and I got a card and I was like, I don't agree with this at all. I think this is too fast and too soon.
Did you write that in the card?
Hell yeah,
oh,
I did.
My God,
she read the card at the party and was like, gave me a hug and was like, this was a very you card. I love it. Like, put it on the refrigerator. And I was like, yes.
See, I like that you have friends that appreciate that, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
That they're not like, oh, marker.
Oh, I have. That's why I don't have some friends anymore. Because
just
I am like this.
Like,
yeah. And they're like, ah, and I'm like, oh, well,
told
you. I'm right in like a few weeks. So here you go. But yeah, she's a wild one.
See, like, I wish I could be, because I'm kind of like you in that sense. Like, I let myself daydream and like do the whole like, ooh, I can be spontaneous. What would I do if I did this? Like, I'm going to move to a different state. And if I move to a different state, I'm going to do this and this and this. But then I'm sitting here, I'm like, with what money, bitch?
No, I know.
I'm like, really? Wow,
I really want to ride a gondola in Italy and have real Italian food and la la la. And I'm like, but that plane ticket's going to be like $1,000 at least. And it's really expensive there. And like, I don't know the language. Like, and I'm like, oh.
Well, that's what the language apps are for.
Oh, that seems like so much work, though.
Well, it's not. It's literally open up your app, like I'm doing.
But I don't even have Wi-Fi on my other phone.
And that's why you just put it on temporarily.
I can't do that unless there's a Wi-Fi. But yeah, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just like go to Vegas. In-state. Cheap ticket. And then I rarely end up doing that.
Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
¿Cómo estás hoy?
¿Cómo estás hoy?
Hoy.
See, oh, let's do Italian. Why not? Since we were doing...
That's kind of cool that it does it for you. I thought you had to say it. Like, it'll just, like, give the word, and then you have to try to pronounce it.
I mean, you could if you wanted to.
That's too much.
But this is pretty legit. The cool thing is that this app also has a thing, so where if there's a sign, you can, like, go and put the picture, like, kind of put the little feature. It'll translate for you in real life. Like, it'll change the words around. It is really freaking cool. This is what saved me in France.
Oh, oui, oui.
Oh, oui, oui.
Oh, bonjour, Victoria.
All right, do you want Italian? All right, what do you want to say
Italian.
In Italian?
I wanted to say, take me to bed tonight.
Take me to bed tonight.
Portami a letto stasera.
Stasera. He didn't sound very sexy, like he wanted to take me to bed. I don't know if I'm going to do it.
Oh. So I know, if you do know a different language, there's these books called Dirty, you know, Spanish, Dirty German, Dirty Italian. And it's if you already know the language... It gives you, like, the really dirty things you're not going to learn in college.
Oh.
Like, you know, let's have this type of intercourse. Or let me do this to you or do this to me. Or
suck
I want this.
On.
It tells you all those things. And I'm sitting here, like, reading through this. And it tells you in which countries, too. Like, if it's Spanish, it's like, oh, this is what you would say in Argentina or in Spain or in Mexico.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's, like, different slang.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, my parents never taught me any of this. This is filthy.
I had the book to your parents.
I have the book, and I left it at an ex-boyfriend's house, and I just didn't want to go back and get it because I broke up with him, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to him.
He should ship it to you.
Yeah, it's been, how old am I? 7 years? I'm good. I'll just buy a new one if
probably
I really want
it. It.
Probably. Because I was teaching him Spanish because he knew Spanish in high school and college, and he was picking it up pretty quick in the 2 months we dated.
So you taught him the dirty words.
I taught him some dirty words. But I feel like let's go to talk about something a little bit more uplifting real
quick.
And then kind of, not uplifting, but not so sad university.
Yes, deep.
Deep, man. I feel like we should have smoked pot for that one.
I know. I'd probably be eating something, though.
Yeah, I had some stoners in here. Damn it. All right, next time. But I did come across this article on Ranker, and it was the people you shouldn't bother tipping. And it got me really mad when I read the article title. I'm like, oh, bitches.
Because mm-hmm. we both have been and are in the service industry, so.
Right. But some of these are actually making sense. And so if you don't know how Ranker works, it's a voting system. So somebody will put up something and add it to the list, and people can vote it up or down.
Okay.
Like up higher. So number one on the list is what people have voted. Bartenders who won't look at you. It's like, this isn't the thunder down under. No one's making it rain for a cocky jerk.
Some bartenders are really busy.
Yeah, like if they're busy, that's fine. But there's some that will just kind of like, what do you want? And then just kind of like listen and not like just kind of like do their thing and just kind of not want to talk to you at all. Not saying that they're there to necessarily be your therapist or anything, but
I still tip.
Yeah. I mean, I still give a dollar.
Yeah.
I
was thinking about that, too. And I was like, it's weird that it's always a dollar a drink, even though if my boyfriend gets a beer, you just open the can and I get some crazy fancy ass drink.
Right.
There should be a difference there.
See, my thinking is a lot of times if you party in Seattle, Every drink is $10. So 10% or 20%, 10% is a dollar. Every $10, 10% is a dollar.
Yeah, 10% is really low.
Yeah. But like if you say like if it's a beer, though, and you're having multiples, I think over time, like then at the end, I always tip extra too. So yeah. I'm always thinking, if I have cash, I'm doing cash, and then I'll tip a little bit more at the end. Or if I know it's going to be crazy, I do the BJ rule where you tip up front.
Oh, God, I've never done that.
Oh, I felt so baller when I did that.
Yeah, but you don't, I never know how much I'm going to spend though.
Oh, well,
so I never know what I'm going to tip.
So what I did, we were in a group and I said, hey guys, I'm giving our server $20 so you guys could like tip accordingly or give me a few bucks or buy me a drink kind of a thing. Like,
oh, so even then they tip more after.
Yeah, like just so it kind of evens out kind of to the whole tab.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Because your friends don't tip well.
Well, no, I mean, that way they're not, I'm getting like maybe a drink or something and then they kind of even it out. But like also to give her more money. But if it's, let's say it's a $100 tab, $20 is 20%.
Yeah, but like you don't know how much it'd be when you go out with your friends.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just
like that's
guessing,
how I would
yeah.
never know. Because
yeah.
if like, yeah, if the tab's like more than that, then
give more, obviously. Just I think I don't remember if we did it all in one tab or not, but I don't know. I felt like a baller because I was already drunk. So it made sense in my head when I did it.
See,
looking
then I feel
back,
like
maybe
I'd
not.
Have to tip more like after too. You know, because she gets her
yeah.
receipt and then I was like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I always write cash on there.
Like, cash from the beginning of the night.
Yeah. Or it's like, or I'll do like, if it's like, you need to add like $5 extra or whatever, $10 extra, it's like this and this is plus cash.
Mm.
So that way also their bosses, like, I don't know if bosses care, but I always thought they did. If they see the receipt, like, oh, she got badly tipped. Either this person was an a-hole or she didn't give good service. So that way the bosses don't think that they gave me bad service. So I always write cash.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they do, but that's just kind of what I thought.
Hmm.
So
I don't
make
think
sure.
they care that much.
All right. Number two, people you shouldn't tip is servers who hit on your significant other. See, I make whenever I have a young couple and I was serving, I would quote unquote flirt with the girl. Not so much like in a gross way, like I'm trying to hit on her, but I made sure my attention was on her.
We had a, George and I, we went to a bar in Leavenworth in December and we sat at the bar and there was this bartender that wanted George so bad.
Was it a dude bartender?
No, it was a girl. It was a girl. And like we stayed there for a while. So like we got a drink or two and then she like wouldn't even give me really eye contact or wouldn't even really talk to me. And then mm-hmm. our drinks were empty and he had to go to the bathroom. And so I was like, okay, like I'll order the next round. And I'm like, well, even if she asks me and like didn't ask me right as George came back, asked him if we wanted another round. And I was like, is it just me or does she really, really want some George Levin? And he just looks at me and he just laughs and he's like, yeah, no, she really does. And I'm like, I hate this so much.
You're so funny.
I'm so, grr, you know, because she was hella cute and hella whatever. And I was just like, oh, my God. Oh. And so then I'm like, you pay because you're going to, you know, this is on you then because she wants your.
Would you accordingly?
I would tip accordingly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not like salty like that. I'm not going to screw with her like money, you know, but
right.
I'm like, I see you.
This is when Ratchet Sarah should come out and get all up his lap and just start making out with him.
Oh, you bet your ass we went to that dance floor and we were like some of the only people on the dance floor. And that's when I grind and I get down, probably too down because I was like drunk. So probably looked
this
really sloppy.
This is when you like sloppy kissing though too. It's like mine.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Grabbing his junk on that floor. But then it was funny too because like the next day. There's not that many places in Lebanon, like, especially, like, a club scene. There's,
right.
like, one
Do you remember
two.
What it was called?
No, but it was, like, the only one there. It's,
okay.
like, you have to go up the stairs.
Okay.
So, but, and so then the next day we did, like, wine tasting and all the stuff and bars. And I was like, I don't know where to go next. Like, you choose. He chose that place.
I mean, it wasn't
the
many.
The same bitch, of course, was working. And I was like, funny you would choose this place again.
Some
like,
guys need the ego boost, right?
Yeah, but it was hilarious. But no, I mean, I would tip the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like as a server, I make sure, especially if there's like a quote unquote good looking guy, my attention's on the honey.
I know. I try to like
or
do
equal,
them both,
yeah.
you know? I don't even try to.
It's not so much that I'm giving one person attention. I try to maintain eye contact on the girl, but I talk to both of them. So I'll still talk to him, but then I'll make sure I give more of my eye contact to the girl. So she doesn't think like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have something similar, though. There's this gal that worked at a store I used to go, I still go shopping for clothes there all the time. And this girl would always have, like, she was like Grumpy Cat, if Grumpy Cat was a human.
Oh, like bitch face?
Yeah, total bitch face. Like she, but you can tell she did not want to be there.
Oh.
She's like Amelia's fake a smile. That's what we all have to do. She's like, huh. Hmm. Yep. She's like, yep, you got everything. Cool. This is your total. Like, she's just over it.
Yeah.
And I've been in there multiple times. So I went in with my, when I was with my ex, and he's a really good looking guy. We went in, like, and he went straight to, like, look at something, and I was caught up looking at something else, and she just jets towards him. She's like, hi, is there anything I can help you find today? And, like, the sweetest voice I've ever heard come out of this woman's mouth. She's just, like, super, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, boy crazy.
All about it. And I'm sitting there just laughing, and I go up to my boyfriend, I'm like, hey, hon, did you find anything good?
Was she like,
and she's just like, oh, well, let me know if you guys need anything. And even after that, like the times I'd gone in by myself and it was just her, she just looked like, yep, over it. Like, did not want to be
really?
At work.
Like, didn't
So I thought maybe we caught her on a good day. Maybe. No, she's just kind of miserable.
She just likes
She doesn't work there
attention.
Anymore, I don't think. Yeah, but I was just like, yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, I think it's, yeah, no, I think that's really funny, especially when, or when girls like go out of their way to flirt with your dude, even though you're right there and like it's obvious that he has a girlfriend.
Right.
And I was like, what?
That's a little silly.
What are you trying to do here?
Although my favorite is Melissa, who's been on the podcast before, and she's told this story, like, where she's gone with her fiancé. So he has long blonde hair, and he kind of has, like, a Chris Hemsworth, like, Thor-looking look to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, this one guy came in like, oh, you look like one of the Hemsworth brothers. Like, he was all hitting on him.
That's and, cool, like, though, because it's funny. A dude.
But then he said, this was a very not tasteful thing to say. He's like, honey, don't you leave him even if he beats you. It's like, she just looks like, what?
This is like, okay.
She's like, all right, what? Well, no, I mean, they're getting married now.
Funny that that's a dude.
Right, like, a guy hitting on him.
That is like next level greatness.
That's awesome.
Like, I would be like, so, George, you want a threesome? Like,
I don't think the guy would be interested in you much.
No, that's true. That's fine. Well, not really, actually.
All right. How about, would you tip if you go to a nail salon and the employees are talking crap about you?
Oh, I tip every time.
Yeah, because like you don't know what they're saying. Like if because a lot of the nail salons are run by like Vietnamese gals, so I don't know if they're talking crap, but it looks like they're talking crap.
No, they're definitely talking crap for sure. And I don't think they know necessarily like nice things to say or like you know like the courtesy. You know how people have like different like.
They don't, like they don't have the customer service skills.
Yeah, yeah. And they just, like, will say things that just, like, aren't nice. You know what I mean?
You want mustache like, wax, too.
Yeah, like, you want mustache wax.
Like, and I'm like, well, now I do.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, you want a pedicure, don't you? You need a pedicure. And I was like, no, I don't. Or like, oh, your nails look like seven-year-olds. And I was like, this is not a compliment. Like, I don't want to hear. No, I don't. No,
it's funny because like the nail salon I would go to when I lived in Lake Stevens, when I lived in Seattle, it was like right around the corner from my house. And those girls were awesome. They were all super nice. Like they would recognize you, like, you haven't been here in a while. Where have you been? And just like super, like they remembered every single person that walked through that door.
Really cool.
And like they were all just super chill.
I just never know how much to tip. I never know.
I think I found an article that was saying, let's see, like the 9 people you need to tip and how much you tip.
Because Manny's are what? Like 15?
Anywhere between
15 and 20.
I'd say, well, sometimes you can get them for like 12.
Where are you going?
Seattle, actually.
Well, nowadays, I guess.
Well, if you get like a shellac is like $20 to $30. So you're spending anywhere between 12 to 30 bucks, 40 if you go to a fancy place. But it says for salon and spa workers, it's a rule of thumb if anyone's touching your body to tip generously, 15 to 20% for your manicurist and for massage therapist and wax specialist. So 20% if it's $10, it's $2.
So what if it's $30?
$2, $4, $6. $6.
Oh, God, I'm good. What about your feet? I feel like the feet should be more.
I mean, you can give 20% if you want or just give like $7 for
well,
that.
Well, I guess
like,
pedicures are more anyway.
Yeah. So
I'm getting my nails done today.
Yay.
So I need to know this.
Well, that's my rule. It's like if it's 20%, I just for every $10 I spend, I add $2.
Okay. That's a good math thing. So
yeah.
A pedicure would be $40. It'd be $4.
Yes. So, or no. So it's like if.
Oh, it'd be $8.
$8. There you go. So $2, $4, $6, $8. That's how I do it.
Not
I mean,
this fun.
And that's, yeah, about 20% ish. So
okay.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, no, I tip them for sure. Even if they're talking, they're still. And the feet, oh, I don't know. The
yeah,
touching
feet are
the feet
gross.
And
no, I want a pedicure. God dang it. I was trying to save
me.
Money. Wait, do you have a place you're going to?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have an appointment.
Oh, I was going to say, because I got I'm going up north because I actually got to go to my chiropractor, which is right next to that nail place that I used to go to all the time. So it's like, oh, that would be perfect. Okay, fine. I'm only going to give you the top 10 things on this list, and we can share this later on the Facebooks.
Let's go.
Next one is, how about a hairstylist that messes up your haircut?
Girl, last time I got my hair did, I didn't, you know, sometimes when they do it, and it's the lights and you don't know and this, that, and the other. But I got my hair colored and cut, and I was very on the fence about it when I was still there. But they give you a thing at the place I go. They slide your card, and then they give you the option, like what percent you want to tip. Which, by the way, I really don't like that you have to choose, like, what if I want to do, like, a middle number, like 17?
Some of them will say, like, other amount.
Oh, I don't know. I felt so much pressure because she's holding the iPad, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. But I'm pretty sure I only gave her 15%, which
is less than what
I normally do. And, like, I mean, still a lot of money because my hair costs a lot of money to do. So 15% of whatever. But
it's a decent chunk.
It's a decent chunk. But I still, like, even after I was like, oh, like, even if I don't like it, she still, like, put all her effort into it. And this, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of places, if you go and be like, you know what, I'm not happy with it, they'll usually complimentary wise will fix it for you.
That's, like, the most awkward thing for me. I'd rather just never go back there again.
Which is funny because you're very like, hey, I'm going to be honest. Like, you're very honest and upfront about things, but with something like this, it's, like, uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. Like, because I don't want to hurt, like, their feet. Like, that's their, like, job.
Yeah, but, I mean, it is someone's job. And, like, let's say that's what you were doing for a living. Let's say, like, you became a hairstylist. And you did my hair, and I hated it. Would you want me walking around with something I hated and having this negative thought about you? And, like, I don't even, like, you, like, because, like, what if this person's a great hair person, they just made a tiny mistake, or maybe there was, there was something missing in communication-wise?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to, like...
Well, so there was this one hairstylist that I went to that she, like, butchered my hair, because I was like, I don't want it gold. And it was gold.
Because you wanted it more platinum, right?
Platinum, more like a white blonde. And she immediately, like, when we took the foils out and when we blow-dried it or whatever, she immediately knew and was like, oh my god, it's so gold! Like... we have to do it again, but we have to, like, wait a week so your hair can heal a little bit, and then I'll fix it. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like,
right.
Because it was
gold. She's taking accountability.
But she, like, totally knew. Like, she realized it. The other one that I just recently went to was blow drying. I was like, oh, my God, it's so blonde, and it's so pretty. And, like, you know, and I had said I want to get a haircut, and I will never say that again because I'm still, like, not used to how short it was. But so that was not my fault. But the color, I was like, no. But she was very proud of it.
Right.
And happy. And it's like, oh, you're so blonde now. And I was like, is it the lighting?
Well, What was it? Was it not blonde enough? Was it like gold
It was a very, very faded blonde.
Okay.
It was like a dirty blonde kind of. It wasn't bright. It wasn't light. It wasn't white. And that's exactly the words I use.
That you wanted done.
Yes.
So in that case, would you ever consider be like, is this going to be, just ask her politely. He's like, is it going to get lighter? Because I was kind of hoping it's going to be a little brighter than this. Is there a way that is this going to, in that way, maybe not, like, even if it's kind of like a dumb quote unquote question that might get him going, be like, hey, is it going to be lighter than this, like in the sunlight, or is it supposed to be, or whatever? And that'll usually be like, oh, no, yeah, it will. And usually they open it up with or end it with saying, like, you know what, if it isn't quite the way you want it, just come back and we'll fix it.
Abort mission. Even having this fake conversation, I'm right.
I just think it's funny because you're so, like, direct, but then you're not.
I know.
Welcome to being a female.
And no, for real though, it's weird. Uncle Chris on the show, he calls me an enigma because I'm weird, because I'm so YOLO, but then I'm so, like, not YOLO.
You're black and, like, white, but then you're a lot of gray.
Yeah, or I'm really black on some things and I'm really white on some things.
And then you're like, it's only gonna be black and white. It's either this or this. But then in this situation, it's over here. It's like,
Well, like, I'm really black. I'm just like.
If you're really black and you're really white, that just means you're gray.
No, it depends on the day and the time and if I'm on my period.
You're just gray.
Duh.
It just means that you can be both, which if you mix both together, you get gray.
I'm a chameleon. Don't those change colors or something when they're.
Sorry. Wow. My alarm clocks. I forgot to turn off. So let me quickly get through the rest.
Okay.
5 cab drivers who almost get you into an accident.
Whoa.
There's one time, and I did this for you. You paid for a taxi cab when we were in Chicago, and I think it was the night after we got really drunk.
Holler. So nice.
But then we were coming back, and it was you, me, and Steve Miggs, and there was that big, like, gay pride parade they had in Chicago. Yeah. And we had told the guy, like, look, all these streets are closed off. just a heads up, like, you know, whatever, but this guy should know it. Another reason why I really like Lyft and Uber, because taxi drivers
are a little sketch, though, too.
Yes. But I mean, in the sense of, like, they, once your route is set on Lyft or Uber, that's basically, like, your price is typically set to that price.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you adjust it while you're on there, right? But with taxis, they could just be like, well, you were in here for longer. They, like, up the price or whatever on you.
Yeah.
So he took us all the way around to find out that he couldn't go that way and had to go back around. And, like, after we had told him, you can't go that way. But we know we're just from Seattle. And he did not. If I was a taxi driver and I did that, I would have cleared the meter or any kind of job. Like, yeah, if I messed up, let me clear it. Let's restart.
I wonder if, like, they have, like, their bosses, though, can see that. You know what I mean? Like, they might get in trouble for that.
I mean, they messed up. Like, why should I have to pay for your mess up?
Yeah.
That didn't make sense. So when you were paying, you're like, I don't know how to use this machine, and I paid for you. I did not tip him on purpose because we had told him, like, you went the wrong way.
See, that hurts my heart.
It does not hurt my heart because he was kind of an
Wow, Vicky Swore.
I was very mad at this guy.
I don't know. I've had some sketchy ass Lyft and Uber drivers, and luckily, like, I'm not the one who is, because I don't have the app or whatever, but I'm curious to see if they, I mean, I just feel bad leaving nothing. I feel bad.
If they're jerks, like, you have to be a real big jerk.
I mean, I've definitely almost died in them before, so. But, like, they were nice.
All right. This one, we haven't dealt with this. The plumber that leaves a mess. So if you have a plumber coming to your house, you tip them. But I'm like, I've not had to deal with that.
Like, dirty shoes and stuff everywhere.
Yeah. And just left the water and blah, blah, blah. Number 7 is the cashier when you're picking up a takeout. So
you tip. Yes. I didn't know this until I worked at a restaurant, but you tip.
Especially, like, if it's literally a prepackaged sandwich that whatever, then fine. Or if you want to give your couple bucks to the chef, that's cool, too, I think. But when I worked at the barbecue place, we had to, like, I had to sit there and, like, package everything up and then put the butters in separate containers and put barbecue sauces. And God forbid, they wanted all the barbecue sauces, and I'd have to put a bunch of barbecue sauces in different containers, stack them all up. And if you have a salad, I would put it in a different container so it doesn't get hot. It was a lot of do you want silverware and napkins and wet wipes? So I'm sitting there, like, packing all of this stuff up in nice little bow, and your order was $150, and here's 10 cents.
Yeah, plus, like, that goes on our, like, clock out sheets and stuff or whatever.
Depends,
like,
on the restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, at least for my, like, all the sales total and stuff. Yeah. And that's what I tip everyone out. Honestly, for to-go orders, I usually just give it all to the kitchen, right? Because unless I have to do something crazy, right, like that. But I don't. Sometimes I just take the order and then, well, you know, like, I've had huge orders and I just put it in the computer and then they tip me. Some people tip me well and I'm like, obviously this is all going to the kitchen. Like,
well, sometimes they don't. Like, we, where I worked, I didn't have to tip out the kitchen because the kitchen got paid well enough to where we didn't tip them. We just tipped the hostesses and we tipped out the bar.
Oh.
Right? So that was also, what's it called? But sometimes, like, would people order, like, really expensive drinks or really big tabs and leave me no money for the bar? I'd go to the bar and be like, look, I know that I had a really big bar order, but this is how much they tip me. So I'm basically tipping you out of my own pocket right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to cut back on a few bucks. And they were very cool. Like, I had awesome bartenders.
That's nice that you told them about
that. But I'm just
too,
like, look, and I showed them the receipts. I'm like, this is how much this was $100 tabs. This is how much they left me because they're broke. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't have, like, two girls came in. They're like, we want these and this. Like, and then they left me, like, no money. Like, their orders, or their both tabs came out to, like, $20. And they wrote, sorry, no money for a tip.
That's what they wrote?
Yeah, they had no money. Like, no, like, they were broke. Like, then why are you going out drinking? Like, at least go and flirt with some guys and get some free drinks.
That's disgusting. I, like, really, those people shouldn't.
I think they were, like, they're like, we were they got some really annoying drinks, too. And it was just, like, they try to make it as cheap as possible, but flavorful.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they kind of wanted a margarita, but they didn't want to order a margarita. So they ordered, like, and they wanted a, like, skinny margarita. So it was, like, soda water. But can I get, like, lime muddled in there with a shot of tequila and stuff? And I'm like, you so kind of a margarita?
Oh, some people, I just suck.
But yeah,
they should just stay home.
Yes. I mean, I always tip a couple bucks. Like, I wouldn't, like, tip, like, probably 25%.
Yeah,
but, like,
no.
I leave a couple bucks. Thank you for packing each up, especially if I had a couple requests. Like, I want extra sauce in this. A couple bucks. There you go. Boom.
We went, we got Chinese takeout the other day, and there was, like, it was, like, a $100 tab, and George had, like, $100. Well, no, he, like, put it on his card, but then he had a $20 bill, and he, like, handed the $20 bill to the person that took the order. And he got so overly joyed. Aww. Like, that never happens before, ever. And he was just like, what? And we were like, calm down. Like, it's a, I mean,
you're 20
welcome,
bucks, but, I mean, it's pretty awesome, though.
But it was so, like, he was just thrilled. And I was like, people should at least tip a little more. Like,
yeah, like a couple bucks goes a long way, especially for a to-go order. And a lot of times,
for sure,
what people don't realize is, like, hostesses, like, if there is a night where we had a hostess, the hostess was in charge of seating people and taking to-go orders and packaging those up. So the hostess isn't taking tables.
Mm-hmm.
She's only relying on our
receipts.
Yeah, she, yeah. So that was their order. So when you're not tipping, you're not like, they don't really get tipped. Like, we would tip them out too, a percentage of what we sold.
Yeah.
But it's still not a whole lot that they're making.
Yeah.
So think about that as well. Go through the quick list. Like I said, the list will be posted on our Facebook page, the Prod-Cast on Facebook. How about the lazy babysitter? It's like, if your kid tells you your babysitter texted all night, feel no guilt about no tip.
Well, I didn't even know you were supposed to tip your babysitter now that I'm thinking about it.
I guess it depends.
Because it's usually just like under
a set fee.
Yeah, exactly. It's like $10, $20 an hour or whatever.
I mean, if the babysitter goes above and beyond and like cleans your house, you know, make sure the like house is spotless and the kids are in bed and they showered and everything, and it's like, it's not like just a mess you're walking back home, give her a couple extra bucks. Why not? But yeah, I think just a set fee normally for those.
I hope you don't have to tip them.
Now
when we have kids, babysitters are gonna be making hella money. I remember when I was like 13, 14 and it was like $5 an hour. My friends get paid like $20 an hour. Like, it's ridiculous.
Like, I remember I got I would go clean houses with my mom, and this is when she first started a business, granted, and I was 15, and I got less than minimum wage because I would work for 3 or 4 hours and I'd get $15.
Yeah, and that was, like, quote-unquote normal.
Yeah,
like
after scrubbing toilets. Yay.
Yeah, because I think it was, like, $5. Like, that $5 an hour for, like, when I did chores or something. That's what my parents would give me.
It's like, yay.
Freaking hey, that could get a lot of ice cream cones at McDonald's.
Right.
So
actually could.
Which I did.
Number 9, I don't really come in contact with this too often, and same with number 10. 9 is the lazy doorman. So it's not that we don't appreciate you. It's just that you're already getting paid to do your job. So if you're there kind of being lazy, not opening the door. But I'm like, I don't know you're supposed to pay a doorman. I thought if they like helped you come in, like if you had like if they're a bellhop or something.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
But I'm like, if you're just opening a door, like I think, yeah, you would. I don't normally carry cash. I feel bad, but
sometimes I forget and I'm like, oh, do you tip when you're cleaning lady like at the hotel? Like, do you put any money on the counter?
I do when I remember or when I have it. But I typically, like, or if I left, like, a big, like, if I had a lot of makeup and did a lot of makeup stuff and there's makeup in the counters and on the towels.
Yeah.
I figure if you're having, like, a crazy, like, booty sex type, like, party popping, like, crazy sexy party or whatever in that hotel and it's messy.
Definitely didn't after my anniversary. I feel bad.
Oh.
Because those sheets were sex sheets.
Gross.
Many stains. Hope they wash them.
Gross.
Juices.
Number 10 is a cranky bathroom attendant. I don't get what bathroom attendants like. I've only been to like one place.
Aston Manor has one. And like, I don't understand them.
We appreciate your services, but no one likes a bad attitude. Like, what is their services? Like, they hand
a paper towel. I will admit, Aston Manor does have like cologne and perfume and lotions and this and that and the other. But it's so awkward. And you're with everyone. Like, you're with boys, like, because they have separate boys and girls. But then sinks, at least the bathroom that I went to, sinks are all right there. So it's not like you're going to be like putting on deodorant like in front of, I would, but like,
I mean,
all these dews and like a lollipop and whatever and mints and mouthwash. But like, and then there's just that guy like you're like, where the F are the paper towels? And then you turn around, the guy gives you them and you're like, oh, thank you. Bye. And then if you go to the bathroom, like if I tip him once and then I have to pee like 3 more times
because you're drinking,
am I going to tip you every damn time?
I would
absolutely hate that job.
I would too, because you're dealing with a lot of drunk bitches
and then like,
bros.
Why would anyone do like, unless you're trying to move up in the club or like you just like standing there, you're just with outside of a bathroom. Like, I don't get it.
I can totally see. I think there was one occasion I didn't have any money, so I didn't give him any money. Gal, but she was just kind of standing there and she looked like she just came from like hanging out at home. Like, she wasn't really dressed up or anything. And she was handing us paper towels. And I was like, I don't...
Like, are you homeless?
Are you actually working
here? Do you work here?
Or did you just come in and, like, pretend to start working here? Because, I mean, that'd be a smart idea. Just get a couple bucks for a drink. Like, I am the bathroom attendant. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be hella funny.
Crap, my card got declined. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just let me make some tips until I can pay for my bar tab.
That would be funny.
But, like, I don't...
It's weird. I've never understood them.
I don't...
Ever.
I don't either, honestly.
Unless they think like some crazy things are going to happen in the bathroom and they need someone to be right there and
I think that might be part of the reason they're there, just so nothing happens. But
I don't even know what... Everything that happened would happen in the stall, though.
Right. So it'd be like, get out. Or like if a guy comes in with like a girl.
Yeah.
It's like, nope, ladies' room, get out. Or vice versa. But what does that say about same-sex couples?
Yeah.
How are you preventing that unless knocking on the door?
Yeah, it's just weird.
All right. So let us know if there's anybody that we shouldn't tip. I posted the whole list on our Facebook page just now. So go check it out.
Or anyone that you think we should tip that a lot of people don't know about.
Right. Because I found out that you were supposed to tip like your garbage man for Christmas.
Yep. My dad does that. And our mailman.
And I did not know that.
Who knows that? Plus, you never see them really. Everyone's at work.
Well, I've seen ones where you're supposed to tip your like delivery person. Like if they're... I'm like, is that just like if you order groceries online or like your pizza. UPS? Like, nope. I mean, yes, but I mean, like I've seen for other stuff too. Like your UPS guy, I'm like, I never see him or her. Like, I don't.
And that would be a lot, especially if you get a lot of packages.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm good. But
plus, I think it's weird to just give like a dollar. You know, it has to be like at least $5 nowadays for it to be like.
And I already put $5 away in my savings every time I use Amazon. So
Amazon no more.
That adds up.
He'd really like you though to be like, Vicky, I got a package for you.
Mm.
$5 though.
$5 make you holla.
Hey.
All right. Has the universe ever, kind of spoke to you, and did you follow that gut, and what happened?
Yeah,
I want to know those stories, dude. Like,
or
feel
if
free
you wish you had like followed it and like, irks you all the time.
Yeah. So you can text us, send us messages on Facebook, any of that, and we'll read it next week.
Dun dun dun.
And hopefully Sage will be here. We're shaming you, Sage.
Shame you, Sage.
All right. Bye.
Bye.